cansadas mis piernas de tanto caminar.
The tune we're hearing right now has served as a sort of anthem for the protesters in Venezuela. It's called Aún, and it's from the album Será by the Caracas-based band La Vida Bohème. At one point, the lyrics go, I want my children to have what others wanted to take away from me.
Quiero que mis hijos tengan lo que a mí me quisieron quitar.
That can be interpreted as a dig at the government for trying to quash dissent. But here's the thing. The song and the album came out before the protests. Yet they've somehow struck a chord with Venezuelans now out on the streets. Here's how the leader of La Vida Bohème, Henry Darthenay, explains that.
A lot of things that are captured in Será is the despair that we're living here, a country that has so many deaths. On our daily basis, you know, 2013, I think it was like 24,700 something violent deaths.
Yeah, it made it one of the worst rates per capita in the world.
Exactly. So I think most of the people that are connecting with Será as an album, they're connecting with that sense that there is something very, very wrong with our country. And it's something we want to fix. We don't want to grow old in a country where you are afraid all the time to go outside and be kidnapped or whatever.
Well, it was precisely that violence, wasn't it, that actually very personally touched you and your bandmates not long ago?
Yes. Well, our manager, for example, he was kidnapped, and our booking agent was actually, you know, murdered by the guys that kidnapped him. Our tour manager also was kidnapped. So that's what's most horrible about this. If you ask any other person my age, have you experienced violence? Have you experienced a kidnap or whatever? Most surely, they would have experienced something of that, and they will tell you about it. And that is something that it transcends party politics, and it becomes something wider. And I think that most of the protests, aside from, you know, people being angry with the government, I think they drink from something much deeper. They drink from the angst of living in such a hostile environment with so many odds against you.
There's a song, Henry, called El Futuro Funciona on your CD that has the line, I have seen the future and it works. So do you feel hopeful for Venezuela's future?
Well, I'm very hopeful regarding technology in my age because I'm seeing that Twitter, for example, has become not only a social media tool, but has also become a window for my people and for people my age and other people around the world. But still, talking about El Futuro Funciona, the future working, sometimes that something is working doesn't necessarily mean that it's good, you know? Our country keeps living on, like, and, you know, money keeps going in and going out, but that doesn't mean that social injustice and that things that shouldn't be aren't happening. That something is working doesn't mean that it's working in an ethical way.
I'm just curious to know how you feel about having, I mean, there are protesters in Venezuela who are now quoting Será. How does it feel to have all these people thinking of your music as kind of a political outline for what they're doing?
It's overwhelming, and at the same time, I take it with big responsibility.
That was Henry Darthenay of La Vida Bohème speaking with us from his home in Caracas. We'll close with the track El Futuro Funciona from the band's album Será. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.